Now dictation for Matthew, M-A-T-T-H-E-W, Robertson, R-O-B-E-R-T-S-O-N, November 13, 75, addresses a letter to Dr. Anu, A-N-N-U, Mohan, M-O-H-A-N, 810-275-0307. Dear Anu, follow-up for Mr. Robertson. Prior renal failure at the time of sepsis secondary to prostatitis, UTI, cystitis. Last visit in November. Denies hospital admission. Weight up from 283 to 293. Has not checked diabetes or blood pressure numbers at home. Denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, or urinary changes. Denies edema, claudication symptoms, nausea, pain, palpitation, dyspnea. Next paragraph, medication list review on lisinopril low dose. Otherwise, Trulicity. Prior gout, allopurinol. Next paragraph, today blood pressure 100 over 78 on the left, 106 over 80 on the right. No respiratory distress, alert or intestinal 3, no focal deficit, respiratory cardiovascular, no major abnormalities, no ascites or tenderness, no major edema. Next paragraph, chemistries. Prior creatinine October 1.8, presently down to 1. Urine, no activity for blood protein or cells. Normal electrolyte, acid base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, normal cell count. No protein in the urine. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Acute kidney injury at the time of sepsis from prostatitis. Appears back to normal. All chemistry is normal. No activity in the urine. Blood pressure, if anything, in the low side, but he's not symptomatic. He has erectile dysfunction that wants to discuss with you for potential treatment. Given that potential treatment, I'm going to decrease lisinopril to 5 milligrams. If blood pressure remains well controlled, I might even stop the lisinopril altogether within a month. At this moment, there is no activity of albumin protein in the urine, so there is no need for ACE inhibitors. Follow up in 6 months. All questions answered. End of dictation.